Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. On the way, Kat Pepmeyer tells you about the new nonprofit Cincinnati Community Tool Bank, which helps other nonprofits and civic organizations by providing tools for projects at a low rental rate. And later, best-selling author Kim Harrison will be in the studio to talk about Everlast, the newest installment in the series The Hollows, about witch Rachel Morgan that's set here in Cincinnati. Governor John Kasich has been touting a massive tax reform plan this week. He's labeling it an overall $1.4 billion net tax cut. But critics are now highlighting a study that contends that nearly half of all Ohio taxpayers could wind up paying more. State House correspondent Bill Cohen filed this report.
Robin Hood, in reverse. That's how activists at the liberal think tank Policy Matters Ohio are portraying Kasich's tax shift proposal, one of the most massive in decades. Analyst Zach Schiller.
This will give to the rich and take away from the poor.
The governor's plan has two parts. First, it would slap a 5% state sales tax onto many new services. And second, it would eventually slash the graduated state income tax by 20% for families, 50% for small business. Policy Matters says the income tax cut would benefit mostly upper-income people, while the sales tax expansion disproportionately would hurt those on the lower end. According to a study done by Policy Matters National Parent, the bottom line favors the wealthy with big savings, while the bottom end folks would actually pay more.
Ohioans who are in the top 1% make more than $335,000 a year are going to get a tax cut overall of more than $10,000 on average. The people in the very next 4% will get $1,500. And the people in the bottom 20% will pay $63.
The very poorest Ohioans pay no state income tax at all. The wealthy pay at the highest percentage rate. Schiller says that's a big reason if the income tax were cut another 20%, the rich would pocket the biggest chunk.
People in the top 5% who make over $143,000 a year will get almost half of the income tax cuts in this proposal.
Here's a partial list of services that would be hit with the sales tax for the first time under the governor's proposal. Funeral services, movie tickets, sports event tickets, amusement park admissions, bowling, billiards, haircuts, magazine subscriptions, legal services, tax preparation, accounting, and real estate agent fees. According to Policy Matters, lower and middle income Ohioans buy many of those things. And that's a key reason this study says even the middle 20% of Ohio families would not get a net tax cut here. Instead, they'd mostly break even. That kind of talk makes the chair of Ohio's Republican Party see red.
The Democrats have engaged in class warfare going back 40 or 50 years in this country. Okay, it's no different here in Ohio.
Republican leader Bob Bennett hints there's good reason upper-income Ohioans would get the most money back with an income tax cut. They've been paying in their money for years at a disproportionately high rate.
It is business, and it is those who are in the high-income areas. Pay the most in taxes.
One Ohio tax official labels the Policy Matters study advocacy research that's not solid. But the tax department has not produced its own study refuting the critics' claim that a big chunk of Ohio taxpayers, 40 to 50%, would not get a piece of that $1.4 billion net tax cut and would actually pay more under this tax shift. That's leaving the chair of the Ohio Democratic Party, Chris Redfern, free to hammer it.
This budget shifts the tax burden in Ohio away from the super wealthy and Kasich's political contributors directly onto the shoulders of regular working class Ohioans.
Governor Kasich prefers a different focus, how his plan includes a whopping 50% income tax cut for small companies. And Press Secretary Rob Nichols calls that a shot of adrenaline for Ohio's economy that would benefit all.
This is a small business tax cut. These are your neighbors, the guy who works down the street. So we know that 50% of the jobs in the state are created by small businesses.
The purpose of this is to make sure Ohio remains competitive. We've had too many businesses, too many people that have left this state and taken their wallets with them.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.